The Voices Dot Earth podcast series is brought to you by the Dot Earth Domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing Dot Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices Dot Earth podcast interview, we are speaking with James Mills, who is the creator of Treeware.Earth, which offers a new category of software distribution supporting a sustainable future and reforestation. And James, how are you doing today?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us. And if you don't mind, please give us a high-level overview of Treeware, how the software distribution model works, how the idea came about, and all that good stuff.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, it's a pretty short story about how it all came about, but I guess more interesting than anything is in the software world with a lot of people contributing to open source software. I've noticed that recently a lot of people have been adding ways for people to sort of pay them back for the time and effort that they put into various projects or packages that they've worked on. Some of them being on the GitHub sponsors. Some people have said added ways for people to buy me a coffee, things like that. And they're all kind of like monetary things that are give back to the person that's sort of put the time in to develop that, say, software or whatever it is that's open sourced. And it just didn't fit right with me. I mean, I've contributed a few packages to open source as well. And I was trying to think of something that I could do, but maybe not to give back to sort of to me, but to the world, I guess. And I had been follow a guy called Freak, who works at a company called Spaxi. And they came up with this idea of postcardware. And what they do is they contribute a lot of open source software to the Laravel community. And what they do is they sort of have a condition of use that says, if you use one of our packages, then you've got to send them a postcard, basically. And so they've got a big wall in their office, which has loads of postcards that have been sent in from all around the world of lots of people sort of using their software. And so that kind of made me think that was pretty cool. And I've been speaking with a guy called Phil Sturgeon, who I've known for quite a long time. He's currently riding around on a bike somewhere in Europe, and he's a big advocate of looking after the planet. And he put me in contact with a company which was called Offset Earth, that they've now changed the name to Ecology. And what they do is they have a subscription service where you can buy trees, basically, and you can do that personally or you can do that on a company basis. And it's not necessarily offsetting, which I guess is one of the reasons why they changed the name. It's more about, you know, actually buying trees and planting trees. And so speaking with Phil, this sort of got me thinking, how could we put trees and this sort of concept of postcardware together? And then that came up with Treeware. So the idea being that you can have open source software and the condition of use is that you buy the world a tree, and you do that by buying a tree, but for the sort of on behalf of the package or the open source project that you're using. But at the end of the day, it all goes into the Treeware forest.
Awesome. That's really interesting. Yeah, because I might have mentioned to you via emails, we did a podcast with Elliot Code at Offset.Earth in February, and I didn't realize they changed their name to Ecology. Is that how you pronounce it? Ecology?
Ecology, I think, yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Yeah, I'm checking out their new website. But it was a fantastic podcast. I really love what they're doing, because also with the Dot Earth domain, we've done some promotions around tree plantings. You know, you buy a Dot Earth domain, you get a tree planted kind of in your honor. Yeah. So this is something that's kind of certainly near and dear to our heart. So basically, I guess explain a bit more how it works with Offset. So I know Offset, I believe, has a subscription service. A person or business signs up for it, and the Treeware software is kind of the back end for it. Is that how it works?
Yeah, so I basically came up with the name Treeware, which was sort of borrowed from Postcardware, I guess. And I took inspiration from, I mean, Phil's got a website, I think it's called Project Earth, possibly. And obviously the company Ecology was Offset.Earth. And so that's why I use the .earth domain for treeware.earth. But one of the things that I wanted to do was be able to have like one main forest, which is a business account on ecology. But I wanted to be able to track like the contributed trees per project. So actually how it works is if you have a README file on one of these open source projects, you're able to put a button on there that will link through to our website. And if it will sort of go through our website as like an intermediary kind of place, so it'll log that click and it'll pass a reference on to ecology. So that if somebody buys some trees, then they contribute to the main treeware forest, but it actually gets attributed back to like where it originally came from. So on our website, we've got a leaderboard where we can log and we can show the number of click-throughs that have gone through and also the number of trees that have been contributed for each project that's been registered as treeware.
Oh, wow, that's really cool. And just out of curiosity, are you looking for other organizations outside of ecology, you know, that are focused on planting trees to use treeware? Because there's certainly a number of other organizations out there as well, which is fantastic. It seems like over the past few years, more and more people are focused on planting trees, which is awesome. So just curious to see if you're looking for other partnerships and opportunities out there.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be open to anything, to be honest. I mean, our sort of partnership with ecology has really only come about because when Phil suggested them to me and I got in contact with them, they were like really, really helpful with setting up. They had made a few adjustments to their API so that we could do what we're doing, basically. And also I looked into, as you said, there's so many companies coming up with these things at the moment. And I have to be honest with you, I'm very skeptical about some of them. I'm not entirely sure that everyone online that's saying that they're doing amazing things for the planet actually is. And that does concern me. And I think it concerns a lot of people because there has been a lot of people reach out to me to sort of say, how do you know that these trees are actually getting planted? And, you know, what makes you any different than anybody else that's claiming, if you like, to do this at the moment? But one of the things that I really liked about ecology is that they have all their information available online. So like fully transparent. I've stumbled across, when I first looked into them, some spreadsheets that they have all their invoices, all the numbers of all the trees that they've actually ordered, all the trees that they've planted. They share constant updates of where the trees are actually planted. I mean, it's amazing. They've currently, I think most of the trees that treeware has contributed has gone into Madagascar. Yeah. And I've actually seen photos of the area. It's really awesome to be able to sort of know that, you know, and actually see the trees that you've contributed and where they've been planted. That's the reason why I chose them. I mean, yeah, more than happy for collaboration with other people if there's benefit for it, but I'm quite happy with the sort of workflow that we've got now.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, it's interesting. The reason why I ask is because the tree planting campaigns that we've done for .earth, it was in partnership with an organization called Mossy.earth. And basically they, at the time when we did the campaign, they were focused on a certain region in Portugal, the Douro National Park, where wildfire scorched the entire area. So they focused on an entire area for planting trees. And they're great people. And I think you could even geolocate and see your actual tree and all those kind of interesting technology bells and whistles. And they're fantastic people. So, you know, separate from this podcast, I'll shoot you a little more information about this campaign and this organization too, because they certainly are right on point and certainly, like you said, back up what they do. You know, they provide the proof that the trees are actually being planted. So yeah, it's kind of interesting. And yeah, and let's talk, James, a little bit more about .earth. I know it sounds like you founded it through offset.earth. Are there any other things you want to share about .earth? Do you find that it helps with your branding? It helps, you know what I mean, all that good stuff. I'd love to dive in more on that.
Yeah, it was just very convenient that it cropped up, to be honest with you. I mean, it fitted with exactly what I wanted to do. I mean, Phil Sturgeon's putting a lot of time into these things at the moment, and he's got protect.earth, and I just like the way that all those things are going. Thought it fitted with our brand and what we wanted to do. I guess that's the main reason.
Yeah, that's great. It's funny. I did see the Protect Otter domain when I was kind of clicking through your site there at the bottom. So I was like, oh, great. Here's another Otter domain. Awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's really,
yeah.
Really, really good stuff. So it seems like you're part of the Otter tribe, as we call it. It seems to be growing in the world that you're in, which is really neat. So, you know, James, we talked a little bit about, you know, potential other partners for you. Certainly things are going well with Ecology, formerly Offset. But in terms of the bigger picture, what's your future vision overall for Treeware?
Yeah, I actually did have a quick think about this question before coming on, and I really have no idea. I mean, this project for me is, it actually has, you know, some quite personal kind of roots to it. I've worked online for, you know, for over 20 years, and I think the majority of the time I've been working online has been trying to figure out how I can make money for people and get people to, you know, interact and do certain things on websites. And yeah, granted, most of the time it's things that they're actually looking for and wanting to do. But I just felt as if it was about time for me to try and give back somehow. And I wanted to try and do that online rather than, you know, offline. You can do various different things, which I do, and support various charities and stuff. But what I liked about this is it fits into what I do. It fits into like my online community, if you like, specifically around the Laravel community, which have been really supportive of this. And, you know, the open source, which is basically drives the community and the software that I've been able to use to get to where I am today. You know, everything that I do within my job uses open source software. And it's great to be able to put a little badge on there when I offer anybody to use and just say, like, you know, if you want to use that, please. Instead of rewarding or giving back to me, just buy a tree or, you know, a group of trees, and it kind of will hopefully help out the world. And it's great, some of the uptake that we've got. I mean, we've got 127 packages right now or projects listed on the site. And we've planted just over 4,000 trees. And I think that's great.
Awesome. Awesome. That's great. Well, James, we really appreciate your time and certainly love the angle about giving back. It's certainly something that all of us should do, especially when it comes to our planet. And before we sign off today, is there anything to add or anything we may have missed?
Not at all. I mean, I'd love people to just learn about this. I really appreciate you having me on to sort of spread the world, and hopefully we'll get more people involved and more trees in the forest, and that'll hopefully be our future.
Perfect. That sounds great. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.Earth podcast interview with James Mills, who is the creator of Treeware.Earth, which, as we discussed, is a new category of software distribution that supports a sustainable future and a lot of reforestation efforts as well. And James, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .Earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.Earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .Earth domains. Through Voices.Earth, you can also secure your own .Earth domain name through all major registrars.